Yeah, I know I say it every night, but one of the best parts about doing the show, aside from the great guest and all of the calls and the Coast audience, but that's picking out the bumper music. I got to tell you, we're dancing here in the studios, Big Juan in front of me. You can check out Beyond Belief, where you can join Coast to Coast AM's George Norrie for dynamic discussions on paranormal phenomena, conspiracies, and all things unexplained. You can see the world through new eyes. That's right. You get episodes weekly. Get unlimited access to Beyond Belief. You can watch it anywhere on your computer, iPhone, iPad, whatever. And it has no commercials, no sponsors. You can enjoy Beyond Belief ad-free. Just go to beyondbelief.com. Our guest tonight, Caroline Corey. We're going to be taking your calls next. Get ready. Get in line. Follow me on Twitter at J Church Radio. Any questions for Caroline? It'll get read during the show if it's good. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Our guest tonight, Caroline Corey. And we're going to be taking your calls next. And so we'll get to that. But Caroline, what there was an interesting transition for you where you went into the world of real Hollywood, where you're directing and writing films now. How did that, was it that you needed to get the message across and it wasn't being done effectively out there and only you could do it your way? Because the films are incredible. You can go to omniumuniverse.com, everybody. You can just click over at the Coast website and it'll take you straight there. But how did that happen? How did that transition happen?
Well, you know, all of the books that I had written, the classes I was teaching, I think were they were reaching a certain type of people, the ones who were looking for consciousness expansion, you know, that sort of work. And I realized there's so much needed information out there in the mainstream. And I thought, you know, at one point, the only way to do it is just to go out and do your own films.
Right.
Because, you know, I talked about these ideas with different types of people in Hollywood and in the entertainment business. And it always kind of turns into a different type of film. At the end of the day, it's like it has to be sensationalized and commercialized or something in order to sell. And I understand that. I get that. People want a little bit of, you know, some sort of stimulation or something familiar that they can grab on to. But I still felt like there's a lot of information that's still not out there. And so that's why I decided to do my own documentary film. Actually, right now we're starting to film actually the documentary. I called it Gods Among Us. And it is precisely about disclosure, and not so much disclosure in the sense of government disclosure, but more the experiencers, all of these people having experiences, contact experiences around the world. This is a real phenomenon happening, and it is from the perspective of the experiencer, not so much government cover-up and stuff like that. And so I want, and also don't forget, I'm in a kind of an experiencer myself all my life, and so I wanted to present it from that perspective, and also to bring some science to it. I wanted to show that there is scientifically a possibility to teleport from one planet to another. I mean, from one part of the planet or to another, or from one time space into another, or to communicate. Let's say from the moon to the Earth, which was done actually with NASA, as you well know, and Apollo. So I wanted to bring it to the mainstream with, you know, my own style, my own way, because I think this is the time. It is time, and I think there's also another event. I think people are waking up and wanting to speak about it. There's also another event happening right now in Los Angeles area, the Zero Experiencer Liberation Day event, October 1st, for those who are interested. Again, people are wanting to speak about their experiences and be out there in the world. You know, we're coming out.
And all of that information is over on your website, omniumuniverse.com. And I hope to be able to make it over there and check it out. I hate to say this, but I might be up in San Francisco doing some taping. But I would love to go check that out. I wanted to ask you something more personal, which is your crew for your first film, were they connected to Source, or did they have any idea what they were getting involved in? And after the film was completed, did they make that connection to Source?
Yeah, so, for example, the folks that did the music with me, I mean, they've studied with me as well. So it was, speaking of conscious creation, I mean, we sat there, we specifically did specific frequency exercises, alignment exercises, and we brought specific frequencies into every image, every sound. I mean, it was very, very specific the way we created the animation for that film. But this new film, actually the website for this new film is godsamongus.com. So if people want more information about the current film and the films that I'm making right now, they should go to godsamongus.com. This is how we're kind of keeping the film stuff kind of not separate, but just it has its own page right now, other than the consciousness work, which is Omnium Universe. And so going back to your question, so yeah, the people who are working with us are into this type of work, and so when we go to the set or even before as we are speaking about the scenes, I mean, we're talking about, okay, what's the intent? What is the final result? Let's shift your energy. People come, you know, with, they just had a bad day or something happened, or their kid or their cat or what have you. And so we are bringing this conscious way of creating entertainment. And it shows. It really translates into every scene we're filming, or it changes the whole vibe. And then that's how we're really trying to incorporate everything that we're talking about into this work.
Yeah, it must really help not to have to explain to the crew, who the Anunnaki are, right? You don't have to go there. Let's go to the phones. Let's head out way out east to Dave in New Jersey. Dave, you're first up tonight on Coast. Welcome.
Mr. Church, I just want to say you have a fantastic voice.
Thank you.
No, he said me, Caroline.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You both have fantastic voices.
Caroline is intoxicating, no doubt. But Dave, so do you. Okay, so now that we've got all of that out of the way, what do you have for Caroline tonight?
Well, Caroline, somebody should write a book about me. At a very young age, living in a place called Westtown, Pennsylvania, I started having visitations, which are called the little people. I was maybe 2 or 3 years old when this happened. And the visitations were fairly regular until I was in my teen years. And then they got very visual. I was able to see the beings that were in my room. And the weird thing is they would come out of my closed closet door. One night I was awakened. There was a being on my right, a being at the foot of my bed, a being to my left. The being to my left put his hand on my arm and said, "We've seen you before, and we'll see you again." Boom, put me to sleep.
Well, and Dave, actually, thank you for the phone call. Caroline, you and I have talked about this before, about contact at a very young age, like you. Most experiencers go through it that way. I didn't. I didn't have my contact until I was 30. So I'm a strange one, and I know that. But why is that? Why is the contact when it's so young?
It's actually happening all the time. Even you had experiences when you were young, you just don't remember, or you for whatever your story is, it's not relevant for you to remember. So that's why every person has that experience one way or another, and then depending on what their purposes on the earth, you know, that story fits within your daily life at the right time.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's how it is. Because, you know, I mentioned earlier that when we come in to incarnate, everybody incarnates from a different point of the universe. Some people are more local, like maybe in another life they were on another planet, and then now they're coming to the earth to do this earthly cycle. So they bring with them a whole lineage, a whole family, like a spiritual family with them, and a whole story that they have to live or work out on the earth. And so all of these beings are part of your story and part of your experience. And so for example, for me, it was a completely different type of consciousness that came with me. So for you too, Jimmy, like actually I can see those beings right now.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they're saying that, I mean, this was your time for you to remember. Actually, at the age of 18, if you recall, they're saying that you had experiences, and if you intend to remember, you will remember the earlier experiences in your life.
Possible. My experiences when I was 18, Caroline, we can't talk about on this show live. But, you know, that's interesting. And I actually would like to talk with you more off of the air about that, because yeah. I've always been reticent to go back and look, or maybe regression therapy, or take a peek at some of the events in my life, because I just want to leave them alone. Other people do want to explore and investigate that, and they should. They really should. For myself, I'm comfortable in my own space, but I would like to talk to you with you more about that off of the air. Let's go to the heartland, Julie in Lincoln, Nebraska. Julie, welcome to Coast.
Thank you. Hi, Caroline. I'm so glad to hear what you're talking about. You know, you said about 240,000 years ago that the Earth went, like, off course. And then in the last 2,000 years, it's trying to connect. And you said that there were two kinds of beings both here at the same time, and that's why it's kind of so chaotic. Now, you said that some of the beings were asked to leave. Are they some of the beings that are still around from when the Earth went off course, and were they part of that?
Yes, absolutely. So these are the beings that kind of blocked the Earth space, so to speak, from the rest of the cosmos, and they've pretty much enslaved the planet because they've, you know, kind of created a different type of reality. And so these beings, their story started about 240,000 years ago, and now, more recently, it's kind of coming to the end, and they are beginning to evacuate the planet, if you will. So the first, the beginning of that evacuation or that shifting started 2,000 years ago, and more recently in the year 2000, around the year 2000, and it will continue over the next 250 years from now. Because, you know, we think that things could happen one day, and it doesn't work this way because it's multidimensional. So even if you, in one part of the reality, certain beings evacuate, but consciousness is registered, if you will, on the grid system multidimensionally. So that's the reason why, in a linear sense, it looks like it's taking over. It's going to take about 250 years for this whole evacuation to end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know things are... Our sense of time is so tiny compared to the galaxies and everything. So these are kind of bad guys that are still walking the Earth, right?
Absolutely. I mean, bad guys, you know, it's kind of, it's interesting, you know. I mean, it's just certain beings who chose to experiment with the human species at the end. It was kind of a game, you know, so it started as a game, and before you know it, you're kind of enjoying the game, getting into the game. You know, if you're an adult and playing with a puppy, you're kind of giving it like the wrong food just to kind of see what happens, and then you think it's funny, and then you give it something else, and then the dog does something else. You know what I mean? Like you get into that game playing, and before you know it, this experimentation gets out of control. It gets into the ego. It gets into you know, the greed consciousness, the power thing, and then before you know it, it kind of snowballs into a whole different trajectory. So that's kind of how it happens.
Julie, thank you so much for the phone call. Julie?
In the here and now.
Okay, there you are, Julie. Thank you for the phone call, and be safe out there.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Julie.
I thought she was going to answer the question. Okay.
Oh, I thought she did.
No, I just asked what I could do to help the process.
Oh, you were cut off. You dropped out, Julie. Yeah. Okay, we didn't hear that. Okay, I'll throw that over to Caroline. Caroline, what can we do, and what can Julie do to help the process? Thank you, Julie.
So, you know, I think every person that's coming to the Earth at this point, understanding that this is what's happening, it's for them to do something. Now, it's very, very personal. Some people are going to feel that all they have to do is just bring a certain intention to the Earth, you know, through meditation or prayer, what have you. Other people are going to feel that they have to be out there disclosing information in a very, you know, vocal manner. So every person is very, very different. So, I mean, in your case, you have to go through your own guidance. I feel like you're very connected to spirit, and you're going to be more and more understanding that whole process and bringing that spiritual information through to, I think it's more for you, it's about understanding how the human is connected to spirit. So it's more about understanding the process for yourself and teaching it to others.
What do you say to the person that says, you know, I get this, I want to trust, I want to believe, and I want to understand, but how do I not know if this is a Hollywood script, that this is just something that is fictitious, and I'm going to risk, you know, trusting into something that may not be real? What do you say to that person?
You know, deep inside you, you know what is truth and what isn't. And so that's the reason why, I mean, it's all the answers are within yourself. You just have to feel what's right for you. The most important thing, I mean, for me, I was very, very lucky because I, since I was a child, I had my direct experiences myself. I didn't read any books to understand that certain beings look this way or behave this way or had that sort of energy or consciousness. Nobody taught me how to communicate telepathically. So all of these direct experiences were extremely valuable to me because I did not have an external, let's say, source to tell me what is right, what is wrong, and what to believe, what not to believe. And so that's the reason why I learned myself, and that's what I teach others and I help others understand, that it's important to discern. It's good to look at everything, listen to everything, but just go back to your heart. Go within and just feel within yourself. You know the answer. And so, you know, that at the end of the day, that's how it works.
When we come back, and I want to just let everybody know, I will get to everybody's phone calls right after the break, but Caroline is also in this new season of Ancient Aliens. And we're going to talk about what she spoke about there as well. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. You can follow me right now on Twitter at JChurchRadio. Caroline's website is OmniumUniverse.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. That's right. Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Finally, a dating and friendship site to meet others just like you. Find your match that shares an interest in the paranormal, science, life after death, ghost stories, Bigfoot, UFOs, alternative medicine. How about my favorite? Conspiracy theories. Paranormal Date now has almost 50,000 members. It's completely free to check out. And right now, if you use the promo code SUMMER, you get a 40% discount. Paranormal Date is also available free on iOS, Android apps, everything. Check out the new companion site as well when you're there, conspiracydate.com. I got to tell you, if I was married to the most beautiful woman in the world, I'd be right here at paranormaldate.com. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Our guest tonight, Caroline Corey. Your calls next. Stay with us. Welcome back to Coast AM. I am your host, Jimmy Church. Now, Caroline, before we get back to the phones and they're jammed up, oh, I just want to say there was a comment here on Twitter that everything you are saying tonight is gold. You got to love it, right? Okay. Now, before we get back to that, I brought up Ancient Aliens before the break. What was that experience like, and what did they take advantage, what did they tap you for?
Yeah, these guys are awesome. I loved working with them. For me, they brought me in for a few episodes, a couple anyway. I don't know, because what happens is that they interview you and then they use you for several episodes. For me, the one that I contributed on that I remember was very interesting was the alignment. So I think it was we were talking about a grid point in Australia, and I was explaining how certain alignments, latitude and longitude at on the Earth, certain points have different types of alignment that connect you directly to certain points in the universe. So, for example, that particular point in Australia had a direct line, like a direct highway, if you will, to the center of the galaxy. And, for example, the pyramids of Egypt have a direct point to Orion. And from Orion, you actually get to the center of the galaxy. Another point on the Earth gets you straight to the center of the universe. So I was talking about that, the importance of geographical alignments on the Earth within the cosmic structure.
Fascinating. I know that there's something going on there too as well, and I know there must be points on the Earth that are completely congested. Let's go out west. We haven't done out west. Let's go to Kevin right here in Sacramento, California. Kevin, welcome to Coast.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you, Kevin. What do you have for Caroline?
Caroline, it's a wonderful thing to hear your voice. I know that you're aware of the saying, the music of the spheres. And I've been looking for years now at the heavens and just noticing the pattern of the stars. And it is a privilege to know the pattern of existence, which I know you know. Do you know of anyone who is deciphering right now and trying to make music out of the star patterns, the constellations, the things that we see and take for granted? Do you know of anyone trying to make a song out of it? Because in Close Encounters, the others came. They actually came down when they got the music right, when they have the notes right, the pitch, the frequency. I think when we can make that song and play it, maybe we'll get that visitation that we're waiting for.
But that's what we are doing in our media, Kevin. Thanks for your question. The film that I created called I Am the Universe, that's exactly what we tried to do. We used the specific frequencies that are beyond the planetary. There are specific universal frequencies, meaning there are tones behind what you can hear.
Right.
Because it's like beyond the human range. And so that's precisely what we did with that film. For those who are listening who don't know that film, it's called I Am the Universe. You can see it on my website. And you can download the film and watch it. So those tones are, as you know, it's vibration. So you are hearing, you're listening to a tone range, but behind that, there's another level and another level, so that your cells are being calibrated just by listening to these tones. So we are creating this music. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. And also through light, the images are done in the same way. You're seeing green and yellow or whatever lines and movements, but actually behind that are very specific frequencies and vibration that are resonating. Through resonance, your cells are being calibrated.
Thank you so much, Caroline.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. And I'll tell the audience right now, the film is incredible. Thank you for the call, Kevin, because it's not only a journey, there's that part of it, but it's a visual treat. It's edited correct. The music is extraordinary. The narration is pretty good, too, as well. It's epic. It's wide, it's big, and it's huge, and it's just a fantastic film. I would highly recommend it to everyone. Let's go to the wild card. Let's go to Charles in Austin, Texas. Charles, you're up next.
Oh my gosh. Hello there. As I listen to you, my question has sort of changed, I guess, but I've learned a system, a human learning system. Where the first guiding principle, it kind of has seven general guiding principles. The first guiding principle is love, which actually, and the second one is freedom. Both things are missing in our current educational system. But I noticed that. But the thing is, we can talk about energy, and we can also talk about consciousness, or we can talk about love as being what composes everything, what makes the universe. My question would be, originally my question was, do you know of anybody, when I was born on this earth, or when I came to this earth, you know, I always felt from the very beginning that I had, and I've been many different things, including a lobbyist in education and healthcare. But the thing is, I've always felt that I had a mission or something to where I had to bring this to the earth. You know, maybe it's part of an entertainment in life, but I've always felt tied to. There's one person in my life. I've always been, you know, he's always been part of me, and me with him, and basically my dad. But
okay, but Charles, yeah, we need the question though.
Well, I know the question is do you know anything about people that have you encountered anybody, people that maybe are not well known or anything else, but in a quiet and maybe subtle way have a great influence for good all over the earth? You know,
course,
I mean, sort of,
yeah,
individuals,
that's
maybe more than groups.
Yeah, that's what I've mentioned earlier, to Jimmy, that there are a lot of people who are being born on the earth that have a huge, a massive consciousness, a different type of consciousness that is required on the earth right now to shift the planet one way or another. So it's not necessarily people who are teaching or talking. They could be, these guys could have a very normal life or a job that, you know, seems to be very mundane. But they are, that's what I mentioned earlier about the consciousness of Jesus or what have you. You may have a day job. You may be an accountant or a secretary or a housewife. It doesn't really matter. That's your day job, your day skills. But your energy, your consciousness is doing things to the earth. So people have to understand that, every person who's on the earth has a very unique purpose. And it's everyone is different, because if we all did the same thing, if we all worked on the earth, let's say, pulse or breathing or chemistry or alignment, then it will be just this one thing. So Jimmy is working, for example, with the consciousness, the mind energy of the collective consciousness. You may be working with the earth energies in a different way. I'm doing something else. And so all of us together, when we become aware of not just our day job, but what our consciousness, what our energy is doing to the planetary system, then you realize that we are shifting the entire planet and the entire human species. So the idea is to awaken beyond our day-to-day lives, beyond, oh, I got to get a job, oh, I got to get married, I got to whatever, beyond this 3D reality and understand who you really are as a consciousness, why you have really incarnated on the earth and what you are here to do energetically. When you understand that, it's like the bigger picture. You're playing now, your presence on the earth is part of something much, much, much bigger. And then your daily issue of not having a job, not having money or a relationship, what have you, starts to exist within a much bigger context, and you can resolve these issues in a completely different way. You see what I mean? So your whole life takes on a different meaning. So that's why at the end of the day, it's about us being in touch with who we really are as a consciousness and tap into our universal aspect, the source energy to which we are originally connected, to bring that information through. And our daily life will completely change.
Yeah, the first step for all of that would be to obviously be positive, think about education, question everything and want to acquire knowledge. That's the first step in being positive. And I think we all have that. I totally hear you. Let's go to the first time caller line, Harley, all the way out in Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to Coast.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good, Harley. What do you have for Caroline?
Oh, Caroline, this is a wonderful interview. I've been a long time listener, never called in before. I'm really curious, with your experiences, the topics that have been discussed before, Illuminati group, or I think the Venus group, the like 2,000 richest families in the United States, have they ever tried to contact you, or do you think that they're in tune also? And my second question is that you mentioned incarnation. Is it possible for one or two or three incarnations within Earth, within us, before it goes outside?
Interesting. Caroline.
Yeah. To answer your first question, different types of beings try to contact me, but also you have to realize that my focus was very different from the very beginning. I was connected, as I mentioned earlier, to this universal energy that I felt was my lineage, my connection. It's as if I was bypassing the planetary grid, the planetary system. So I was kind of tuning, my brain was tuned into that alignment all the time. So if you can imagine the other types of being, it's like there was not a match, if you will. I was on one channel, they were on another. But at one point, as I kind of engaged in the human reality and I grew older, I started to come in contact with different types of being, and I could see that certain different groups of beings became aware of me, and I obviously became aware of them. And so, for example, just as an example, much, much, much later, there was a group of grays that showed up in my house, and then a group of reptilians, and then a group of like different types of those types of beings. But because I was very, very clear in discerning what they were and who they were in that instant, I specifically said, I'm not interested in this conversation. I'm not interested. Because you see, like I said, I was saying earlier, when you make that connection, it's your full brain, that that absorbs the information, you in that moment understand who they are, what they want, what, you know, what they're here for, and, you know, and what the experience is going to be. So in that moment, I said thanks, but no thanks. And so, and I knew how to change my vibration so that they could not affect me. So this is very important work that I hope people can hear very clearly, because a lot of the times people think that because they have certain, or they're on the other side of the veil or another dimension or what have you, they're much more powerful than you. That is not true. I totally disagree, because I know how this could have a strong impact on you, but if you know how to direct your energy, how to direct your intent and your alignment and your vibration, you cannot be touched. And so that's kind of how, you know, I had different contacts with different beings, and that's how I got through it. This is not to say that it wasn't difficult sometimes, but I knew how to shift from it. And then your second question was, I forgot.
reincarnation on this earth.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Three generations before you move on.
Yeah, let me jump in there. Let me jump in really quick, Harley, because we're going to be up against a break. And I just want to say thank you for the phone call. And don't be a stranger. First-time caller. Thank you so much, Harley. When you say incarnate, and then we have reincarnate, what are we actually dealing with?
This is it's kind of actually a big topic, but just to give you an idea, before coming to the Earth, if you have to accomplish something from that perspective, you can, let's say, looking down to the Earth, if you will, you know that you cannot accomplish this one thing. You cannot grow the mass of your consciousness from A to B, for example, in one lifetime, in 60 years or 70 years or what have you. You have, for example, to accomplish it over 1,000 years. And so this means that from the beginning, you know that you're going to have to incarnate a few times in order to accomplish that whole thing. And so that's how the reincarnation happens. But of course, let's say you are supposed to incarnate over 1,000 years, meaning a few lifetimes, but it, because you go astray in a few, you know, lifetimes, instead of 1,000 years, it becomes 1,500 years, and then you keep prolonging the process. So that's how it works. And so the idea is from the beginning to understand that you are coming down to the earth not in a linear fashion, but actually in a parallel way. So you have parallel aspects existing over a period of time. That's how it really works. And then the idea is to complete that cycle within the time frame that you said and to move on to another planet or to another form. I hope that wasn't too complicated.
No, not at all. And Caroline, I can't wait to get you back on the coast, because there's so many things that we didn't touch upon tonight. My favorite, you know, looking up at the mountain or looking down. We didn't get to any of that.
No.
We didn't get to the frequencies. But really quick, when will the new film be out? We've just got a few seconds.
In January, we should be ready to launch it into the world. But we really need people's support, so please go to godsamongus.com and sign up so we can update you on everything that we're doing.
Thank you so much, Caroline. And omniumuniverse.com, everything you need to know is right there. Thank you so much, Caroline. This is Coast to Coast AM. Now, when I come back after the break, we'll be joined with the one and only Ben Hansen. Stay with us.